No. Support.
Otherwise, there will never be the Akusalakamapata one day. We don't know
so,
when.
So dangerous.
Right.
Just
that's
now,
why Buddha
so
taught
dangerous.
Us to see the danger of even very slight akusala
yeah.
moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it, can one say that if there are not conditions for it to actually bring its result by kamapata, it can only support other
for
karma
example,
to
like,
bring result?
There are two pachya. Upanisya pachya and kamma pachya.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
only
there
upanisya.
Must be only one pachya, not
yeah,
two.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Right. So if it's not bringing result by kamapata, it's only by upanisya pachya. It cannot. There's nothing. No
right.
fine line
right.
between. It's
right.
just if there are all the conditions are not in place for it to be kamapata
mm-hmm.
to. Bring the result with other support. Yeah. It can only be support. We cannot say
like achata satru. Achata satru. Do you remember?
Achata
satru. He didn't go to the avaji by his uslakama. See, which prevent him from that hell, but
right.
to the other hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because it interrupted or it
mm-hmm.
Prevented
yeah. for
the
functions
other.
Of dhammas.
Right, right, right. But the question is, I mean, in that case, the kamapata doesn't bring its result because of the effect of other intervening kusala cittas
mm-hmm.
by upanisya pachya. But the point was that. Can we ever say there are any kusala or akusala that are not of the level of kamapata that bring a result rather than just supporting or hindering or only? If it's not kamapata, then it is upanisya pachya.
After birth.
After birth.
During life.
Yeah.
During
life. But,
life.
But we cannot tell.
We can't tell.
Yeah.
We don't know.
So then we can talk about actions bringing result, but not that are not kamapata. But what you said to me before was don't try to find the fine line. Right?
For example, just wanting to put sugar in the coffee.
But then this is not bringing a result. This is only supporting
upanisya pachya.
Not an unpleasant result through the senses.
And later on, upanisya pachya can condition kamapachya.
Can
condition
kamapachya.
It's very dangerous anyway.
Or can condition vipaka pachya. So whenever vipaka citta arises, there must be upanisya pachya.
There must be upanisya whenever, but whenever vipaka arises, there must have been kamapata involved as well.
Yes, it must be the result of
kamapachya. Kamapata.
Ka.
Or only kamapachya. Can we say it must have been the result of kamapata?
Yes, for sure. But it's vipaka, it has to be the result of kamapata.
Kamapata. So only without kamapata cannot come
right.
result. So kamapata with the support
condition,
of upanisya
yeah.
pachya.
Uh-huh.
So even for vipaka during life, has to have been conditioned by kamapata.
Right. Uh-huh. And it depends on the factors, two, five factors. Of four factors of each deeds,
right.
like for killing five, for
yeah,
stealing
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
but
factors.
It must have been, if there's no kamapata, then no.
When it's fulfilled, result. It can condition rebirth consciousness. But when it's not fulfilled, it's not succeeded, it can condition vipaka after birth.
This is bad
right.
enough.
Right.
This is bad
when
enough.
What do you mean when it's not fulfilled?
Not all five factors has.
I
completed.
See. So, for example, if there's, say, three out of the five killing factors, then it's kamapata but not complete. So it can bring results during life but not at birth.
Right.
Okay, so if it was just one factor...
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter at all as long as it's factor.
Right. Yeah. So there have to be at least one factor to bring
because
this out.
Because when we use the term factor...
Between one and three.
Because you see, then when we use the word factor, it's factor anyway.
Right. Yeah. So we can say that for there to be a result during life, there have to be a minimum of one of the come apart of factors.
We don't count because you see that even the wrong speech can condition results.
Right. Even if all the all the factors of to make it akusala kamapata are not fulfilled, even if part filled. Right. Okay. That's what about if it is any akusala or kusala that has none of the kamapata factors, then can never bring result or only by support?
Where are they? Lost completely? Or where?
Accumulated.
Right.
You are thinking of seeing.
Pachiya.
Openness. Seeing and then clinging.
Right. But I'm thinking of something stronger than that. Something in between that and part factors of karma part.
But here, I like it. So, there's a thing that is your dual life.
No, you didn't do anything.
I like if I'm going to take it, then.
Right.
You didn't ask for permission.
It accumulates and can fortify other. That's what you said. It is an condition, unfavorable condition.
Can we say that? Kamapata and Abhisankara and dependent origination, are they the same?
They are the same. Chetasika, same moment. It depends on how he explained by different ways because of the different aspects too. Not just by his word but by its own different aspect.
So same chetasika, same. What would be the any difference between just different way of explanation, but
by its own different aspects.
Right.
If it doesn't have different aspect, how can he use such word to explain the different aspect when there's no different aspect?
Right.
There must be different aspects. So he used the term to help.
But we can say, for example, Abhisankara, does it
only... Abhisankara?
Abhisankara, okay. Does it only apply to karma that is of intensity to bring, that can bring a result at rebirth consciousness or also during
when
life?
Talk in terms of Patijjasamuppada.
So then it must
because it conditioned their birth consciousness.
Right. So then it has to be the same as kamapata with all factors fulfilled.
Yeah.
So this is Abhisankara, what we call full kamapata, as opposed to partial kamapata, which can bring results to life.
Yeah, that is understood.
Right. Clean slate. Until next visit.
Because so many things understood, we have to learn from other part of the Tipitaka.
But this one has been a very stubborn one. Okay, you can ask. Okay. I like her trousers, very practical. Maybe just a little bit of envy, just a tiny little bit of envy. I would like some trousers like that, or, she's, got nice trousers, just a tiny
compliment,
bit.
Envy.
I'm just saying, different moments, maybe, like someone, ties always come up to me, I like your backpack. Little bit, I would like one. That just tiny, tiny envy that can creep in between the compliments. Would that be eradicated by a sotapanna? Even tiny little bit?
of anything like that?
Sotapanna eradicates the akusla at the same level of its level of understanding, the noble truths only.
Right.
Only the level which will bring the result to be born in the woeful plains.
Right. So then this would not be...
We have to understand that too.
Right.
Okay, according to the level of panya,
right,
which prevents the birth in the woeful plain.
Right. But I mean, obviously that, what I call that little... I'm just trying to understand.
When you ask about this, you can see that the person who has developed panya to the degree that it can directly experience the Four Noble Truths, even Nibbana.
Right, can understand the very subtle one.
Okay.
Yes.
And does that person still have such moment?
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's a compliment, not even that little one. So we can see how far there is to go.
Right.
So it's a little envy, it's not eradicated?
So because the wisdom of the Sotapanna is so refined and high, even that little bit is understood and eradicated. So it wouldn't...
It wouldn't arise because the Sotapanna knows it's all by conditions, what you see or no person.
Yeah. Envy what? See? For Sotapanna.
What for?
And only Nama and Rupa.
Yeah.
Rising and falling
away. Very slight, just sort of...
Before Sotapanna. Yeah, that can be known.
I mean, it was just like yesterday, oh, that's a nice shirt, yes. There can be mana and then a little bit of envy even. Oh yes, that's more practical than this one. It can creep in very easily.